talk about whether one is supposed to do avelus for a person who is ma'avid atmo das, who committed suicide. Are we misabel? Unfortunately, it is a real problem. It really happens. It's something that you don't hear about so much, because usually when it does happen, they don't go around advertising it, you know, that it has happened. But it is a genuine issue. And the source is really a passage in Evel Rabasi that tells us that a ma'avid atzmo l'das ain misaskini mol l'kol davar. That we don't do anything with the ma'avid atzmo l'das, someone who commits suicide. He's in Korin, we don't tear kriya, lo choltim lo maspidim alav, no hespid. But omdim alav l'shura, we do still do nichum avelim in the cemetery with a minyan. We say birchas avelim. Basically, the rule is anything that's considered the kavod ha'meis, we don't do, because the meis was a rasha who was ma'avid atzmo l'das. But anything that's the kavod ha'chayim, the kavod the avelim, that we do even for ma'avid atzmo l'das. So these halachos appear in Yerodeya, Simin Shin Mem Hei. And the Shulchan Aruch writes, Hamavid Atzmo L'das Ein Misaskin Mel L'Kol Davar, says all of these things that we just said. And then he says, it's critical when discussing this topic to divide it into two categories. There is the halacha, and then there is the lemaisa. Those are two very different things when it comes to Ma'avid Atzmo L'das. Let's do the halacha first. The Rashi Moed Katan Paragimel Simit Sadidal quotes the name of Evel Rabasi, not to be Misabel Korei or Masbir, but Omdim Beshura, Omrim Birch Savelim. The Tur quotes from the Ramban that Rechokim aren't Korea, but Krovim are Korea. Now that Ramban is not quoted in Shulchan Aruch, but the Shach brings that Ramban, and the Pischi Tshuva says that we paskin that way la'alacha, and therefore we are Korea, and the Pischi Tshuva adds in Sivkat Nalef, we can even be Misabel as well, just not maspid, just no hespid for someone's ma'avid atzmo l'das. In Shuvos Ha'elef L'Chashlomo Simin Shin Aleph, Rav Shlomo Kluger rejects the Ramban entirely, and he says, "No, we are not Korea. We don't do any of these things that says Nevel Rabasi that you're not supposed to do." Now, how do we know? How certain do we have to be that a person is in fact ma'avid atzmo l'das, that he actually committed suicide? So the Tur writes that a ma'avid atzmo l'das is that lo sha'ala bi'ilan v'nafal meis. Not stam that a guy went up on a tree and fell and died. Dikol meimor shemananas v'nafal, because maybe he fell, maybe he didn't jump. Ela sha'omer, he has to tell us in advance. Ru'u shani ala bi'ilan v'nafal meis. Everyone look, I'm going to go up to the top of that building and I'm going to jump and die. And then he goes right up and jumps right off and dies. That's how you know that he was ma'avid atzmo l'das. And only then. If you find him hanging, you find him strangled, you find him hanging on a tree, something like that, that is not considered a ma'avid atzmo l'das, and we do all of the dinim of avelus for something like that. So we do a regular full-fledged avelus, and in fact this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch and Sif Beis, that it's dafka if he says, look, I'm about to do that, and he does it derech ka'as. But so that's when he's ma'avid atzmo l'das. But if we just find the body in a position that seems to suggest that he was ma'avid atzmo l'das, then we do not assume that he's ma'avid atzmo l'das, that he had committed suicide in that case. The Shach and Sifkat and Gimel quotes from the Ramban that even if you don't see him jump, but he says Hareini Ola, and then the Rosh Hagag, and I'm going to jump, and then you see him on the floor. So that's enough. You don't have to have actually seen the event, but if you heard him say what he plans on doing, and then you see the result of it, that would be enough. Enough. The Bach writes from the Marshal that even if we didn't even see him climb to the roof, you mamish just see him say it, and the result, that would classify him as ma'avid atzmo l'das. There's also discussion whether there's aninus for someone as ma'avid atzmo l'das. In Rav Shlomo Eger's Sefer Yikarim, he says it really depends on what aninus is, whether it's kavod ha'meis or it's because you're too busy being osik b'tzarchei kvura that you don't have to do mitzvahs. So if it's l'kavod ha'meis, so we don't give kavod to this meis. But if it's because you're osik b'tzarchei kvura, you still have a mitzvah of kvura, so then you would still be a no name. So Rav Shlomo Eger writes that we practice aninus when other people are osik b'tzarchei kvura. When you already handed off the body to the chaver kadisha, we still do aninus. So it must not be only about osik b'tzarchei kvura. It must be a din of kavod ha'meis, and therefore there should be no aninus for ma'avid atzmo l'das. All of that is la halacha. However, le ma'aseh, when it comes to the ma'isa, almost none of this is relevant. The Pischei Tshuva writes in Sifkan Gimel that only if he did it b'dayto tzulula is he considered ma'avid atzmul das, meaning only if he was thinking clearly is he considered ma'avid atzmul das. But if he wasn't thinking clearly, and most people at the time that they commit suicide cannot be said to have been thinking clearly. The Chassam Sofer in Yardeya Simshin Chavav says that not only that, but even if the person was clearly, should clearly be categorized as a ma'avid atzmul das, but it would be terribly embarrassing for the family. It's going to be something that would be very difficult for the family to go through, so then we should allow them to be misabel normally, and people will assume that the Rabbanim looked into it and they discovered that it was not a case of ma'avid atzmul das, and that will therefore save the family embarrassment, and that's the best way, that's the best thing to do, Chassam Sofer writes. The Aruch HaShulchan in Yerdes in Shin Mem Hei Sif Hei writes, We assume or we look for any possible heter to practice normal avelus. Kigon, litlos biyira, o bitzar, o shiatsa midaito. We always assume. We look. Maybe he was terrified. Maybe he was suffering terrible anguish. Maybe he had gone out of his mind. O shesavar hayish is a mitzvah. Livli lichashal baveros acheros. Or maybe he was under the impression that this is a mitzvah to do so that he doesn't violate other averos. Any sort of thing like that. If there's some explanation of why you can call him an anus, and that he wasn't doing it purposely b'mezid, that would be enough reason to be misabel in the normal way. In fact, Rav Shlomo Kluger and Elif Lecha Shlomo Simon Shin Aleph even goes so far as to say that Mashashal Bechot Shoyel of Chovos Harbe, a person had many chovos, he was in significant debt, V'natal Sakin V'chatach B'tzavero, and he took a knife and he killed himself. And the more details in the specific case, Rav Shlomo Kluger says that's also called an onus. That's not called a ma'avid atzmul das because he was ne'enas from all of the pressure that he was under, and that's also called an onus, so that you can be misabel on someone like that as well. In fact, Shulchan Aruch adds in Siv Gimel that katan a ma'avid atzmul das chashuv kishalol das. If a katan is ma'avid atzmul das, that's never considered a ma'avid atzmul das. That's considered shalol das. Also, if a person is onus, kishol ha-melech, it's not ma'avid atzmul das, like we mentioned before. The story of Shaul ha-melech at the end of Sefer Shmuel Aleph, he commits suicide. So how is he allowed to do that? So the Mefarshim will deal with it. One of the suggestions is that he was onus, that it was a situation of dire circumstance where he was going to be killed by the Plishtim anyway in a matter of moments. So it was a great onus, and therefore it was permissible in that situation. But certainly we wouldn't categorize such a person as ma'avid atzmul das, and we'd be able to be misabel as normal. What about saying Kaddish for them? So Pischei Tshuva Kosem Lechsam Sofer that you say Kaddish for 12 months for Ma'avid Atzmul Das, which is fascinating. You know, we don't do any Avelus, but Kaddish for 12 months. Why Kaddish for 12 months? Because normally Kaddish is for 11 months. Why is it for 11 months? Because we assume that Mishpat Rishon B'Gehenim is Yud Beis Chodesh. The Rishon faced 12 months in Gehenim. You never like to assume that your relative was a Rasha, so we do 11 months of Kaddish. But if you know that he's a Rasha, so then you do 12 months, because he was Ma'avid Atzmul Das, you do 12 months. That's what Pischei Tshuva Shinayin Vav Sivkat and Tes quotes from the Chumash Yerushalayim, that any Rasha, if he's a Rasha, you do 12 months of Kaddish. However, Rav Moshe in Igros Moshe Yerodeh Chelek Dal Simit Samach Aleph Os Vav tells us that there are three rules over here. If a guy is a regular religious Jew, the person who died was a regular religious Jew, did not commit suicide, maybe he spoke Lashon Hara once in a while, whatever, regular guy, then it's regular 11 months of Kaddish. He's a Shomer Shabbos. If you have a person who's a Rasha L'Teyavon, he's a Rasha, but he's a Rasha L'Teyavon, he had a Yetzer Hara, so he's a Mechal Shabbos, and he did all sorts of things like that, then you'd say Kaddish for the full 12 months. That's the Rasha's Mishpato, 12 months in Gehenim. But if he's a Mechal Shabbos Mechmas Kfira, or anyone you wouldn't be misabel for, presumably including someone who would be categorized as a Ma'avid Atzmul Das, then there's no Kaddish at all. Then you wouldn't have a chiv to say Kaddish at all, because that the Kaddish is an aliyah for the neshama, just like Avelus is something that we do for the benefit of the neshama. Well, you don't do it for someone who doesn't deserve it, and therefore there would be no Kaddish in that case at all. However, says Ramosha, if you wanted to do it, you would be permitted to say Kaddish. just not at the expense of other avelim, other chiyuvim, you can't take over at their expense. So that's how Rav Moshe writes. But again, that is also la halacha v'lo l'maase. In every situation that I have been aware of, and there are more than you probably would think, where someone was maved atzmo das, seemed to have been maved atzmo das, where a person committed suicide, every situation I'm aware of, the family observed normal shiva, normal everything, normal kaddish, because like the Aruch HaShulchan said, like all the poskim said, it's very rare that you can say daito tzulula, and it's not going to be embarrassing for the family, and there was no pressure, and there was no mental illness, and there, of course you had one of those things that contributed to this terrible, terrible thing that happened, and therefore one would observe regular avelos.